Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, sir. My name is Miguel, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Alley Craft Workers. How are you doing today, sir?
Pretty good.
Great. Glad to hear that, sir. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a few minutes to help us out, sir?
Now, who's sponsoring this survey?
Yes. Oh, yes, sir. We are calling from Opinion Research, and our clients are bricklayers and alley craft workers, or back.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Oh, yes, sir. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
52.
52, okay, perfect, sir. And what was your primary branch of the trade? Was it plasterer, terrazzo mechanic, marble mason, PCC?
Cement mason.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. And on the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, improver?
Foreman.
Okay, thank you for that. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade, sir?
No.
Okay, and approximately how many weeks have you been an employee that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months, sir?
No, I'm retired. Not retarded, retired.
Okay, perfect. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year, sir?
Never would, nope.
Okay, perfect. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Great. And thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were last year during this time?
I would say about the same, I guess.
About the same. Okay, perfect. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were last year?
About the same.
About the same. Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Great. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past, oh, you say you've been retired for a long time already, right? So in the past 12 months.
Yeah, I've been retired. Yeah, I've been retired for a couple of years, yeah.
And how about when you were working? Was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, sir. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union before?
Yes.
Great. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was founded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or you do not know?
It was both state and federal.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, or about the same, or less unemployment than now, sir?
I think less.
Less. Okay. And now looking at your family economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2-3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I would say about the same.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site when you were working, which of the following health or safety hazards were you most concerned about on the job, sir? Were you concerned about dust, air quality, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
The first one, dust and air quality.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes, in person?
Yes.
Was it in person or online, sir?
Yeah. No, in person.
In person. Great. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, sir. And the first one is political canvassing.
No.
And how about picketing?
Yes.
And the last one, union organizing.
No.
Great. And let me see, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on while you were working? Regularly or occasionally? Never?
Regularly.
Okay. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. And please rank those sources from the 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from, sir. And the first one that I have is friends and neighbors.
3.
Okay. And how about print or online newspaper?
2.
And how about local TV news programming?
1.
And how about radio?
5.
5. And cable news?
4.
4. And the last one, the internet or social media?
I would say 2.
2. Okay. Perfect, sir. We're almost done over here. Thank you for your patience and time. And the next one is, which of the following issues matter most to you right now, sir? Healthcare, support for labor unions, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, the environment, education, immigration, or something else, sir? Jobs.
Healthcare.
Healthcare. Perfect. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, hear, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes, you have heard a lot about it. Yes, I heard some about it. And yes, I hear a little bit about it.
I've heard some about it.
Some. Okay, perfect. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that the federal elect officials support it, sir? Very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Very important. Okay, great. And generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party and the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of Davis-Bacon Act?
Democratic Party.
Democratic. Okay, perfect, sir. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis, sir?
UAW.
Okay, perfect. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, sir. I'm going to read you a few categories, and you can approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly, sir. And the first one is his job as president overall, sir.
Somewhat approve.
Okay, and how about healthcare?
Approve.
Approve. Strongly approve or somewhat approve, sir?
Strongly approve.
Great. And how about the economy?
Slightly approve.
And how about support for labor unions?
Strongly approve.
And foreign affairs?
Slightly approve.
And last one, how about immigration, sir?
Slightly disapprove.
Okay, let me see. The next one is, And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its jobs? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay. And are you a registered to vote, sir?
Yes, I am.
Great, great. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
Almost certain to vote.
Great, great. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrats Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
Biden.
Biden. Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement, security, and safety, sir?
Strongly approve.
This can be a yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, fair, chess fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Great, great. And how would you rate that overall? Okay, you said excellent. Okay, perfect. And this is on your own words, sir. How could the union best improve its representation and service? If you were to give them a feedback.
More accessibility to the board of directors.
Okay, more accessibility to the board of directors. Okay, let me go ahead and make sure I write that. Okay. Okay, perfect, sir. And this is also in your own words. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Job security for its members.
Job security for its members. Okay. Perfect, sir. Thank you for your patience, sir. We're almost done. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, union meetings, email, text, mail?
Mail.
Mail. Okay, perfect. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? Four or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never, sir?
Four times a year.
Okay, okay. Great, great. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican, sir?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. And why would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Okay. Okay. And just to make sure we are representing everybody, sir, what is your race? Are you white, black, African, Latino, Asian, Native American, Caucasian?
White. White.
White. Okay. And finally, sir, we have completed it. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my superiors. Can I just have your first name, please, sir?
Norm, N-O-R-M.
You said N-O-N.
No, N-O-R-M.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that. And yes, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time. Your opinion was very important, sir. Thank you once again. You have a good rest of the day, sir.
You also have a good weekend, pal.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Goodbye.